Hello, and welcome to Thought Vibrations. I'm Megan.
And I'm Lisa. Thanks for joining the conversation.
Yay. So today we are recording internationally.
We are.
Lisa, where are you?
I'm in Rome. Yay! Where I just arrived from Scotland.
And I'm in New York. Yes, you're just quite the jet setter.
Yes, I am the jet setter. It's really, it's sort of astonishing to me, really, but I'm taking the blessings. I'm really enjoying it. It's quite the summer is adventure for me. So,
yeah, big adventure. That's
big
amazing.
Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yay! And Rome is nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. I only got here late last night, so I've only walked around a little bit. But a dear friend has graciously allowed me to stay in her apartment, which is this in Rome Centro. So it's in the center of town. It's beautiful with cobblestone streets and old buildings, and even the front door to walk into the courtyard to get to her place is opening these huge wooden doors that a horse and carriage could go through, and it's quite it's really beautiful. Yeah,
that sounds so beautiful.
I feel very blessed.
Yeah Well, what you're saying about, you know, feeling blessed is kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. Was this the thing I want to talk about is a very general idea. I want to talk about abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And how,
yes.
I guess a couple of things. I think, like, in the mindfulness community, in the yoga community, there is this idea of abundance, but I had never really heard of it before then, or kind of, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever considered it in the same way, but I guess what I'm referring to is this idea, if you live your life in a way that is bringing abundance to you, that is grateful for abundance. So if you are thankful for what you have, if you feel that what you have is everything that you need, if you think about things that you desire in a positive way, I mean, jump in here anytime. Like, is that kind of how you consider it as well?
I think that through this journey of the practice of yoga, my concept of abundance has changed quite a bit. I think that not necessarily consciously, but that I had thought that abundance was, well, first of all, related to wealth, money.
Right.
And not necessarily needing it to be, you know, this extraordinary amount, but feeling safe, like you already had enough. So savings, possessions to a degree, but that was sort of, and that was considered blessing,
right,
that you were in alignment, that you were like a reward. Really, I didn't really think of it like that at the time, but almost the punishment reward system, you know, so when you have everything that you need and more, you know, it's safety, you have a stockpile, I guess, in a way.
Right.
That is an indication of your development, your alignment with the divine. I never really thought of it consciously as that at that time, though, I will say. It was sort of like an assumed backlying, more unconscious belief.
And you were kind of working with the idea that, I've been practicing for so long and I'm reaching, you know, and then this is why these things are kind of coming into place.
This
for
is
me.
Actually pre-practice for me, like how pre-practice, I lived
gotcha.
Before I was doing. And so a lot of decisions were made along those lines. You know, was I able to anything? At that time, buy a pair of shoes, or, you know, probably knowing me at the time, or, you know, like all decisions were made. Do I need this job? Can I rent this apartment? Could I go for dinner? Could I, you know, those sorts of things. Again, all relating to abundance being monetary, was based on wise budgeting and whether I had earned enough and, you know, like that sort of thing. And I don't think that, you know, that sort of wisdom necessarily needs to be trashed or thought of as not wisdom, but what I have come to look at abundance as is having what you need when you need it. And this is what I truly think in the yogic philosophy, the concept of abundance is, it's not a stockpile. Mm. It's not already having in your savings what you're going to need for the rest of your life. It's right. Knowing, being able to trust the flow. I used to say to a friend of mine often, if you had an open hand, you would be able to both give and receive. So it's allowing for flow. I don't need to actually possess things. I don't have to hold them tightly. I don't have to function from a place of fear. Because I have a knowledge of this concept of abundance. And this is something that's really hard. I mean, really, truly, right now, we were just joking about, you know, this summer of adventure, these opportunities that I've been given to go to a number mm-hmm. of places that I haven't been to before to do this thing I love, right? Related to yoga.
Yeah.
But I have also only recently been truly practicing that sort of trust myself and so those things have come together. It's so easy to have that faith for someone else. I could believe for you anything. Don't worry about it. Just quit that job. The universe will give you what you need to have. Of course. And I would see it clearly. Not even like that tone was a little flippant, but not 100% truly believing that for you. I would believe that for you.
Yes.
But then if it came to me having to make that same decision, not so much. It's full of fear, you know? And that's really what I've been sort of rolling around with and wrestling with in terms of the idea of abundance. How did it come up for you? What have you been contemplating?
My idea of abundance kind of goes around like travel also, actually, or a desire to travel. And I think that with two things, and this is, getting into something personal too, I feel like the way that even that I bring abundance into my marriage, actually, and the way I view, sorry, I'm being very unclear, but the way I view life, like you said, like you are knowing that you have enough, you're going to be like, you have enough. I feel like it's rubbing off, and I just see all of these opportunities arising, not only for me, but for my husband.
That's amazing.
And like, you know, and like just really positive things, like, and I, you know, of course it can be viewed as hard work paying off as well, you know, but you know, both of us, you know, continue to work hard. I just all of a sudden kind of very clearly saw that this shift in mindset has kind of shifted for both of us. I think it's really shifted our the way we look at what we do, what we do day to day, and not just like kind of what we do for our careers. I mean, what we do, you know, kind of day to day. Like, yes, we can let's go do this, and it's not let's go camping for the weekend, and it's not fraught with, oh, but if we do this, then we won't be able to do that. Or, you know, maybe we don't have enough money to do this. And I feel like in the past decisions had been kind of based more on that fear. Like even if it was a yes, there was a lot of tension around that yes. Mm. So I guess I just feel like there's a little more openness and lightness. And I really do feel that that's come from a practice of a switch in mindset. Like, mm-hmm. you know, of feeling that, yes, this is something that we're going to do, and everything's going to be okay because we have enough. And, you know, what will come, I guess this is how I feel about it too, is that it will work out. And, you know, and I've just always had the, I think for me, I've maybe always had that kind of like, it will work out baseline. And so kind of seeing that applied to different areas of my life has been, I think it's opened up quite a bit. The fact that you and I are going to India.
Yes. Dropping some info
really soon. The fact that you and I are going to India, in February is that's like, I can see it in the way people are responding to be like, oh my gosh, wow, you're going to India. That's so big. And to me, I'm like, well, yeah, of course I am. Like that's, mm-hmm. it is big, but it's also just like, now it's a part of what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Like absolutely. It reminds me again of, you and I have had this conversation a lot in terms of, the goal setting and yeah. the idea of goal setting that, and in fact, earlier today with my dear friend Carla here in Rome, had this conversation about when we have desire, a lot of times we let that desire define what the future will be. Like, I need to have this thing, right? We have a dream
yeah.
or a vision. Mm-hmm. And then we apply our will, and our determination into making that specific thing come true. And then it becomes yeah. a game of evaluations and expectations and whether they're met or not. And does my life look like the image of the dream that I had? You know, again, these specific bars that are like, I have made it or not made it, success or failure, yeah. reward or punishment, again, made.
Again, and, coming and, back to that.
And I think that, and what I was saying earlier today was, I believe that that's actually not the most beneficial, perhaps, way of applying our will. That yes, there is determination, intention, and commitment, follow through, perseverance. But that the perseverance isn't applied into making something specific come to fruition. That the perseverance and the will is applied in the steadiness of practice and in the moving to one's own vibrancy, which is what these practices right. do, right? And that as we move into that fullness, then mm-hmm. then abundance comes. The flow starts to happen.
Right.
As we start
that give and receive.
Yeah, as we start to vibrate and radiate and elevate, then that energy exchange can happen. And the dream, yeah. how it plays out might change. So that mm-hmm. vision becomes our inspiration rather than our destination that we're moving toward. And if we can use it as like, oh, I have a longing, I have a desire. Yeah. You know, if we were desireless, then we wouldn't do anything. Like, you don't sit around mm-hmm. and be like, ooh, I have the best life ever, so I'm going to change it. Right? It's like, there needs to be some sense of longing or desire or in order to motivate us, inspire us. But that the inspiration doesn't necessarily have to be to only craft that one thing, because then that also means that the possibilities of my life are defined and limited by the possibilities of my imagination. And my imagination might be huge, but I right. still believe, like, there are so many things out there that I couldn't conceive of. Like this life I'm living right now, that right. I just went to right. Scotland, you know, with a retreat, and then now I'm here in Rome for a while, and I get to go be in the south of France and have the honor to guide some people. Like, this is, like, you know, in some ways I would be like, oh my God, this is crazy. And yet it's beautiful. And there's so much, you know, that isn't something I might necessarily dream up. But the possibilities yeah. that are coming, like you were talking about for, you know, you and Ben, these possibilities that start to be birthed and born that are not something that you specifically necessarily sought out, or they come right. in a way that you didn't imagine could ever come. You're pouring your energy over here into growth and mm-hmm. vibrancy, and all of a sudden, you know, like sideways, all of a sudden this opportunity pours forth.
And yeah, and I think that that's, sorry, not to,
no. Go ahead. It's, yeah. It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And I think that what kind of what you're saying about pouring your energy into your own growth, your own vibrancy, is, as we like to say, it's really, yeah, like that when you put your energy there and you expand, you're expanding to receive all kinds of possibilities. And like you were saying, it's not just the very narrow possibility that your brain can think up.
Yeah.
You know, it's going beyond what your brain can think up.
It's magic.
Your whole being is able to receive. Mm-hmm. Right, totally. Yeah. Today's episode is about magic.
Magic? Probably because I just came from the land of magic in the Isle of Skye.
Yes.
But, yeah. Yeah, but truly, like, that sort of taking off the things that fetter and making room for possibility. And I was reminded, we have talked about this before, you know, being taught that putting one's energy into, you know, self-development, it feels selfish and the negative tone that has been put on that. But again, you know, it's the only thing that we can actually do. Everything else is trying to manipulate, right? Really. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to either will another being or the world to bend them to my will. Right. If I'm exercising my will upon something, right? Mm-hmm. Only by exercising my will and taking action with myself can I that be free of force or manipulation or trying to, you know, bend others. But I can make offering to others in my elevation, right? And if I believe, again, in the idea that of union, you know, yoga, one, then in elevating this vessel's experience of this world, then I am elevating the world.
Yeah, I love that. I really love that concept. You know, we work on ourselves, we elevate ourselves, and then that, you know, that translates to the world around, like, immediately around us. So, for instance, I'm talking about, like, how it's affected my marriage, right?
Right.
And how that, you know, by me putting work into, you know, this devotion into myself, my, you know, my development, of course it's affected the people closest to me.
Yeah.
And then in turn, those people then affect the people around them.
Yeah.
And so it changes the world.
It's the ripple effect. Drop the pebble.
Yes.
Drop the tiny, right? But whew, 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 it's carried out in these extraordinary ways that we couldn't necessarily foresee. Because, again, you know, he's your husband, but you don't know all of his circle, right?
No.
He bumps into people that aren't in necessarily in your world, and that continues to go, let alone the random person on the street that you ended up smiling at, or, you know, and how it shifts one's day, like those phenomenal little sparks that turn into extraordinary things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That too is abundance, right? Think of it like that. Oh, you chose to smile as you walked by someone instead of have neutral face or look away. And that they have an instinctual response to smile. So then the next person who sees them smiles. So then it just keeps going, 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 going. Isn't that abundance? It started with one little tiny smile and ended up with 15,000 smiles. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. It happens all the time.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. See, and exactly. It's noticing the little... I taught a class on this a few weeks ago about... okay, what was I saying? Let me think about what I said. That... You know, we talk about, you know, bliss or joy in yoga. So this, I mean, and really kind of like, yeah, like this idea of supreme happiness, joy, and, you know, that we create it from within ourselves. And perhaps it's not, you know, only manifesting it, but opening how we observe to observe all of the tiny little moments of happiness. Mm. Around us that are happening all the time. So I think it's like broadening our idea of what this joy or happiness can be. You know, this idea of 15,000 smiles starting from one smile. Like, that's beautiful. Can we open up our idea of what beauty is? You know, kind of like you were saying too, like, it's not just this narrow thing that is happiness. Open this up. That's what it was. Surprise! It wasn't necessarily like the supreme joy. It was this idea of like you create your own happiness.
Mm.
It's like, well, what if happiness just comes from all of the little moments that you observe around you? And I really believe that that's a big part of it. You know,
you're
in this practice, we like hone our observation in.
mindfulness,
like our skills of observation. Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of times when people start doing sadhana practice, you know, and we have different techniques, and then between each, there's a moment of observing, and we're all like, what is that?
Yeah. Right, when you're first starting this daily practice, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this, now sit and observe. What?
And to observe without manipulating, right?
Right.
Observe your breath immediately becomes longer. No. Don't change it. Just observe it. Right? It's really the foundation, the seed, that then grows into this ability to take in so much more that we might just pass by. And maybe it's that. Sort of like, you know, there's two schools of thought about prana or life force for a simple translation, right? Okay. Do we gather more prana or do we have it already and just get access to it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, aren't there studies about how much of our brain we use? Same thing, right? We have this massive brain that has so many abilities, but we only tap into a tiny little bit. Same thing with the power of observation. We think we lack, but maybe it's just that we missed it. Maybe it's not getting any more, but just the ability to see and be aware of it. We already was there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I think of the idea of access to prana, like you said, like it's our awareness of it. Our awareness of it shifts. And so now we can see it. So it feels like we have more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's so interesting.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for chatting with me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this idea. It's so interesting, even the way the topic idea for this episode came to me. It was just like, I want to talk about abundance. I'm feeling, you know, like it was just meant to be discussed. Let's just talk about abundance.
Yes. So exciting.
And I do feel that, you know, the response we've got, like abundance with this podcast too.
Oh,
I really feel
so grateful for the amazing response. It feels like such a blessing. It is such a blessing.
Yeah. So. And now you're going to share it with all these new people you meet in Rome.
Yes.
We get to spread it out, the ripple effect.
Ripple.
thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned with us. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Thought Vibrations Podcast. And if you feel so inclined, please share this episode with somebody or share our pages. We love to connect with people. We love to hear your stories. So, as always, feel free to reach out to us. If there's a topic that you want to discuss, bring it up. We'd be happy to.
We'd love that.
We'd be happy to bring it up. So,
and stay tuned, as Megan has dropped. Yes. There will be India info coming.
India info coming very soon.
Yes.
So until next time, Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.